Welcome to Improv for Humans, live from San Francisco Improv Festival, with improvisation legends Bob Desi and Susan Messing. The human audio recording is less than perfect at first, but it gets better, so don't piss your human pants.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me, Susan Messing, Bob Desi joining me. Humans, welcome. What's that, guys? What is this thing? Is this a robot? Is this one of the new Star Wars robots? You don't know?
I don't know what that is.
I honestly have no idea.
It's a camera.
Is it a camera?
It's a camera.
Is it taking pictures of me right now?
It is.
Oh, is it 3D? Is that why it's circular? No one knows? I'm really asking.
No one's going to tell us. We really don't know what that is.
It's a camera. I was told in the back that they were okay. Going to have that
on
stage.
Why does it look like that?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's three-dimensional. That's why.
It looks like there's LEDs in it, too. Does it flash? What do you do?
It's transmitting somewhere. It photographs everything, even things not here.
Even our thoughts.
Your thoughts, yeah.
Omniscient. Perfect. You're talking about... omnipotent in your show.
Yeah,
this is the omnipotent camera.
It's a theme.
Humans, this is what we're going to do here at the Improv podcast. We're going to take a suggestion from you. We're going to tell a story or whatever occurs to us on that word, and then we'll jump into a scene, and then we'll rinse and repeat. It's just that easy. So let's just, to begin, let me get something from this area because I can see you. Give us a good word, this area over here. What'd you say?
Nurse.
Nurse. You guys have a nurse story?
Nurse
story come to mind.
I got a nurse story, but it's my wife's nurse story, and she's not here, so I'm going to tell it. She had her grandmother was in a nursing home. Hold on, it gets better. This was in Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken, Oklahoma or Texas, all the same, and. The nurse that took care of her grandmother was a very large, black woman that was, transvestite. So she had, facial hair. And this is, you know, Oklahoma's not really known for their, acceptance. And, the woman did such a great job with her grandmother that nobody complained. And the grandfather was thrilled and loved her and talked to her, wonderfully. And, nobody ever made a point to say, wait a minute, or anything. And it was really kind of a wonderful thing.
You said her, so what was her name?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, she was transvestite. She wasn't transgender.
So. Well, honestly, I didn't get that far. As far as like, I don't know what. I just know that she was that she had facial hair. I don't know if she was in a transitional state, but she was definitely straddling something.
Okay, Susan. The good news is I have found a surgeon that can do this operation.
So grateful. Thank you so much. I know it's a difficult operation.
It is. There aren't many doctors in the United States that can handle this.
Yeah.
I don't have. It's not bad news. It's just other news, we'll call it.
Okay.
The doctor who can do this, perform this certain surgery, he thinks he's a cat.
Excuse me?
He is a genius, but he does prefer to be addressed... as a cat.
Is he going to lick me this operation? I don't understand. What do you mean he thinks he's
a
cat?
Cats usually just lick strangers. No, he might lick himself when he's cleaning up. More usual. It would be nice if he does arc his back, just give him a light pet.
Hello, is this the patient?
Hello, doctor.
Oh, dear God.
Your fur is on point today, may I say.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of work going into surgery like this.
Nice kitty.
Don't patronize him.
I'm sorry.
No, please.
He's a full-grown cat. He's not a kitten. And even though he might show his stomach, don't try to touch it. He'll
get me.
Call you with all four.
Now I have claws, but I don't bite. So let's take a look at the patient.
Well, I have a very serious case of polyovarian cystic disease. So
you don't have to say that again.
Okay.
I've noticed.
We see the cat slinking around the patient, doing circles, lightly putting his hand against her face like a tail.
I know you want to pet me, but don't do it. Don't do it.
I'll do my best.
Do it. Oh, push.
Ooh. I'm allergic to cats. Is he have any?
He doesn't shed.
Okay, no. Thank you.
I'm dander free since 2003.
Good. Now, how many operations have you done for polyovarian cystic? Oh, sorry. For my condition.
For your condition?
Yes.
I've done many.
Okay.
Several. It's a specialty. That's basically what he does.
Got it.
This is the only thing I do.
I feel like I'm supposed to open up a can of cat food or something and just leave it in the
corner. No, what? Don't do that. I will run.
Okay.
Wait, what is that?
It's just something shiny, doctor. It's just a glint off the light, that's it.
Okay, sorry.
Would you like to play with it a bit, just to get your mind off things?
I mean, if you don't mind.
Here you go, I'll get my keys.
I'm so fun. Lovey.
How long will my recovery be?
Your recovery?
Yes.
Well, that's assuming you come out alive.
Excuse me?
He's just being coy. That's the way cats are.
Oh, okay.
We have 9 lives. You only have 1. So I'd like to treat it with care.
He says that to every patient. Don't let
him. I have to say that. Your husband here, he searched long and hard to find me.
Well, I appreciate that, sweetheart. I know we've done a lot of research on the internet to try to find the best person.
The internet is the only place to do research.
Don't argue with a cat.
I just wonder if that's a cat thing.
Now, I expect you to pay me in catnip.
Just agree to it.
Yes. That would cost a lot less, honey, than...
Well, it costs the same. It's a lot of catnip.
I need...
And scene, folks, that's the way it works here at Improv for Humans. Did you get that robot photo? Okay, let's have a suggestion from this area over here. What'd you say, ma'am? Airport. There you go.
I actually have an observation about airports.
Sure,
I had to take 2 flights to get here. And when I went to L.A., as always, Terminal 3, even if you are taking Virgin Airlines, which is probably the only humane airline left, right? When you take Virgin and you get to Terminal 3, it's still kind of refugee-like. And then you go to San Francisco and you land in Mecca. You guys have the best airport in the world. You do. They're like, would you like a massage? You know, would you like your sushi in a certain way? I mean, it's really very nice. This is not a story per se. It's just when I come to San Francisco, I feel like I'm treated like a human being in the airport. Thank you.
Doesn't Virgin Airlines, don't they have like, isn't it all purple and it makes you feel like you're going to a club?
Yeah, actually, in that stupid safety song, we're like, tonight we're ready to fly. We're gonna live it on up to the sky.
Do you know that song, Bob? I don't know that song.
I don't know that song.
It's their safety dance video that they sing.
Wait, I know the safety dance. That's Men Without Hats.
No, you're not doing that song.
No.
Whenever you go, wherever you want.
You can seatbelt if you want to.
Well, you know,
your seat is a flotation device.
And if the plane don't land, then it's not gonna land, and it's no problem of ours.
But there's this, I feel like with, you know what I feel like with that song though? I was singing it in the middle of the night. It just, all of a sudden it came into my head again. I was like, fuck you, Virgin Airlines. And then I thought, just because it's so catchy, and then I thought underneath, what if they put like some sort of subliminal thing underneath it? Like, you will only want to fly Virgin. You know what I mean? Like something underneath it. It would work. I think anything hateful you have to do with a catchy tune would work. Like, your colonoscopy will be great. You know what I mean? Like, just fun.
If anything bad that has a jingle with it,
yes,
we'll ignore the terribleness of it.
Exactly.
Ding.
Ding. May I help you?
Yes. I'm a DJ, so I pick up on these kind of things.
Okay.
I just heard in your safety dance on the way. I heard a subliminal message that it went, the way I heard it was, the middle seat ain't so bad. The middle seat ain't so bad. Is that what I just heard? Are you guys trying to brainwash us into thinking that?
I don't want to brainwash you, but I'll tell you something. If you can't get on a flight and you finally get a middle seat, you actually start rethinking the middle seat, don't you? You go, oh, I got on the flight.
The middle seat is terrible.
Yes.
We get treated like cattle in the middle seat.
Yes, yes, you do. It could be worse.
Why do I not get an arm? Why is it assumed I don't get an arm for some reason? I sit down and these guys are looking at me like, why do you think that's your arm?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, we have lots of passengers who are physically disabled who don't have arms.
That's not what I was saying at
all. They just appreciate the opportunity to fly an airplane at all.
I was saying armrest. They're not giving me an armrest.
Well, if you don't have arms, it's not an issue. Excuse me, sir. I'll be right with you.
Excuse me, Michael Thomas, 22D.
I know exactly who you are, Michael Thomas.
Right.
I memorize the customer list.
Well,
that's the way
you do memorize everyone that's in the middle seat. Because I'm with the passenger in 21D.
Yes,
the middle seats are horrible.
Yes, well, congratulations. We all know that. Unless you want to be grateful today, because
what?
If you're grateful, you'll be glad that you're not sitting on the wing. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, my seat's in front of the exit row, and I can't recline. So not only am I in the middle seat, that's hell, I can't recline it, which makes it like a double hell.
You know, if you want to think about Passover is a Jewish holiday, and we think about every Passover, we say, why is this night different all other nights? And other nights, we don't get to recline. Why on this night do we get to recline? That's in the Seder, and if you're a good Jew, you would know that.
Is that what that's all about?
We cut to the next airport when this guy's trying to make a connecting flight, and he's trying to switch out of his middle seat.
Okay, excuse me. So I was in a middle seat.
We don't have any aisle or
windows
left. We do have window adjacent or aisle adjacent. Would you prefer so we can move you from a middle to an aisle adjacent?
See, you got me with when I bought my house, I was ocean adjacent, and it turns out that's the desert. And you know, fool me once.
You can have we can okay. Oh, we also have some window this? Righties or
window,
some aisle lefties.
Aisle lefties, aisle lefties, and window righties. You mean is that right? Is that right next
seats
to the window?
Seats to the right of the window seat or to the left of the aisle.
Look,
Troy, I'm sorry to interrupt you. There is a jump seat. The captain is not is letting some people sit in the front with him. You could sit
a front
sit
seat?
In the cockpit.
Would you like to sit up in the cockpit?
Like a little boy?
Well,
boy sit in their seat differently?
Well, we have to be careful that the captain does have epilepsy, so in case there is a problem, would you be able to take over this flight?
It's okay. I have diabetes, so it's like we're two peas in a pod.
You think it's okay because you both have a problem?
I don't know how
Sir,
to fly a plane.
Sir, if you're going to have that seat, you have to have the skill to be able to land a plane. I thought that was obvious.
I can land a plane.
It's like sitting in the exit row.
I can land a plane.
You can?
I can land a plane.
And this isn't some video game skill you think you have.
No, I can land a plane.
Okay, don't just say that to get the seat.
I can land a plane.
Now, a lot of people will say that because they think there's no way I'll have to land the plane. That never happens. I just want that seat because I don't want to sit in an aisle lefty or a window righty. People say that every day.
I can land a plane.
Okay, we cut to 2 hours into the four-hour trip.
Wow, you really can see the sky from these windows.
Can you not talk?
Sorry.
Flying.
I'm just going to read this magazine again. These articles are atrocious.
We're going to have to go down to 20,000 feet.
Okay, I'll say down to 20,000.
Well, we're really way up there, aren't we? I'm sorry.
Do you have to narrate everything, sir?
No, I just...
Just sit like a little boy. They shut the hell up. Okay?
You know, when we got on the plane, I didn't get my pin. I didn't get my wings.
Your wings?
Yeah, usually they give you... What was that? What the God was that?
Ron, I'm feeling kind of woozy right now.
No, take some orange juice. Bite some.
You know what? Last time we had turbulence, you did the woozy excuse. This time I get to be woozy, okay?
Okay, take turns being woozy. I didn't realize, you know, I would never remember who picks up the check. Fuck.
So one of the co-pilots takes off towards the back to take his woozy break.
Wait, one of the co-pilots just took his woozy break.
I got to take my woozy break.
Wait, you're the pilot. Well, I guess we're still 2 hours into the flight. I guess I don't have to land it. I guess I just have to fly.
It's on automatic pilot. It's going really well. There's no even turbulence at this point. But
easy
the guy's
peasy.
Getting a little cocky, starting to look at all the controls. They do look like the controls on his Xbox game.
This is like Christmas over here. Look at this. Where's the 8-track tape?
Turbulence.
Ah! Okay. That's just the microwave.
He notices now it's at 10,000 feet.
10,000 feet. Well, we're getting lower. Hold on. Let me press this.
He starts ordering movies. Ordering too many movies at the same time.
Oh, Transformers. Transformers 2. Transformers 3. Oh, they're all so fantastic. Okay, let me look at this number here. What does that say? 5,000 feet. We're going to be taking off some...
He's really screwed up the movies for the entire flight. The passengers are starting to complain. Hey, what happened? The Transformers keep switching
around.
This
is not okay. I ordered a movie.
Attention, everyone. Your movies are suspended for the remainder of the flight. Because we're all going to die. Is that what you want to hear?
What?
Just kidding.
Just kidding. I don't like it how they try to be jokey on the planes these days.
That's not funny. This isn't Southwest. Southwest is funnier.
Okay. Just remain calm, Michael Thomas.
We see one of the co-pilots making back. He can't open the door to the cockpit. Hey, open it up in there.
Sorry, I'm not supposed to open this door while we're in flight.
More turbulence down to 5,000 feet.
Oh, boy. I'm going to try to open this door. Oh, jiggle the handle. It won't open. Tell me how to land this plane.
How to land the plane or open the door?
I don't know. Whatever's going to not kill us.
To the right. Turn it to the right. He thinks he's talking about the plane, not the door.
Oh, boy. This is the best. No, it's the worst. Oh, boy, we're getting lower. What does that say? 2,000 feet. Boy, that's going to hit some buildings. I better turn it around. What if I do this? Oh!
He switches back to the regular Transformer movie. Insane, folks. That's how it works. Not impressed, ma'am. Not going to clap for me. I see all of you. You got to clap.
She's twatting.
She's twatting. Well, put your glasses down. I need clapping.
She's live twatting. There
fucking
she goes.
Fucking chug your drink so you can clap, folks. Humans, today's sponsor is Casper Mattresses, obsessively engineered American-made mattresses at a shockingly fair price. Listen, humans, you can spend, about a third of your life sleeping. Let's make sure you're doing it on a good mattress. It's worth it, guys. It's your spine. Casper brings together two comfy technologies together for better nights and brighter days. Latex foam and memory foam. Memory foam. So they've got just the right sink. It memorizes just right bounce no matter how you sleep. Here's more good news. They've got a risk-free trial and return policy. They'll deliver it straight to you, and you can try it for 100 days. If you're not happy, they'll pick it back up. They sent me a mattress. I put it in my back office. And guys, I don't sleep at night because the baby, when she's sick. So I got to get some of that napping time in the middle of the day, and it memorizes me. I got a weird praying mantis body that it needs to memorize, humans, and it does. So I just slip right into my pod, boing, 2 hours power nap, done, healthy. It's $500 for twin mattress $950 for a king-size mattress. Compare that to industry averages. That's an outstanding price point. Now you can get $50 towards any mattress purchase by going to Casper.com/improv and using the code IMPROV. Terms and conditions apply. All right, let's get another word.
It's nothing like a live twat.
Polygon.
What's that?
What? Polygon? You think we got a lot of fucking polygon stories? That's what
oh
you
think?
Oh,
my God, I'm full of them.
Oh, let me get one of my polygon stories, asshole. Fucking polygon. Who's with him? Who's with him?
Never.
Who has to put up with that shit at home? Jesus Christ. Go do a crossword puzzle. No, we'll do polygon.
I almost was a math minor.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Almost. And then I got to differential equations and I said, this is bullshit.
I thought I was going to be an econ major when I went to school and I took econ 101. Because I was straight A with math all through my whole life and I thought I was a math genius. I just thought, math is my thing. And then I went and took econ 101 and it totally befuddled me. And I started smoking pot and the rest is history.
Wow.
But I did give up on math completely my freshman year for a semester, whereas I thought that was going to be my life somehow.
I thought I was a computer science major, and for a while I was going neck and neck with a math minor, and then I changed it to art minor.
That's a lot huge, easier. That's like the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's the left brain, right brain balance that I struggle with every day, and that's why I smoke pot.
Well, you guys have two young, very young children. I have a 12-year-old who's in Mr. Amrine's class. He screams at them all the time.
That's son of a bitch.
He's such an asshole. And I'm sorry,
you said
Ayn
Rand's class. That'd be awful.
It's Sophia's an Ayn Rand's class. That's why she got so selfish. You know, And so Mr. Amrine's class is advanced math, and now there's this whole, I'm sure all of you know with children, that there's this new math, which is takes three times as long, but I guess it's supposed to help them think of critical thinking skills, but it just makes me fucking insane. So when my kid's in seventh grade, I can't help her with math. I can't help her with any of that. And that's why I smoke pot.
Now, I don't understand. I don't know the new math.
It's anything you do has to be, like, normally you would just multiply shit and you know where to go and what to do. Now you have to break it down to the 500s and the one, like, it's like this convoluted, long, extended answer thing that normally you would go, oh, fuck this shit. And if you do this and this, it works. You know what I mean? Like, now it's, I guess the whole point of it is there's some sort of reasoning that is supposed to help you develop critical thinking. But I'm thinking, take a fucking shortcut, asshole. You know?
Yeah, they worked this out. That's why we don't have to do that.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, math is kind of absolute, right?
Pretty much.
Dan, I'm having problems. I can't figure out my math.
Come here, Todd. Talk to Daddy while he freshens up his scotch.
Sweetie, I'm going to be in the garage smoking weed.
Oh. There goes your mother. All right, Todd. Come on in, have a seat. Talk to your daddy. Talk to your old daddy. What's going on, pal?
I just can't even get past this first problem. What's polygon plus the American Revolution? I don't even know where to start.
I'll tell you. That takes me back, son. That takes me back. I remember when I was your age. How old are you? 12? 13?
Stop, Dad. Yeah, 12.
Okay. No, I didn't want to make a mistake. So that's why, you know.
Usually you just keep counting until you run into it.
Well, I didn't know I started with it, so I...
Yeah, you're lucky.
Hey, every now and again, right? Clock a broken.
Sweetie, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah, this pipe is so blocked.
Take a paper clip and a Q-tip. Fix it up.
A Q-tip?
A Q-tip. Take the cotton off the Q-tip, and you got yourself a nice stick that pushes through all the shit.
You're a goddamn genius.
You guys
genius.
Should use new math and use those vape pipes everyone's using.
We do it old school, son. We do it old school. I like to taste it, you know what I mean?
Okay, listen. Dad.
So what's going on with you and the girls at the old high school? Junior high school?
Are you evading the question?
What?
What's going on with the girls at the old high school?
You want me to answer polygon plus fucking whatever the new revolution? I'm sorry, I swore in front of you, son.
You did.
Listen, dad's on
and high school girls don't care about 12-year-old boys either.
Some of them do.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hear that, but I feel sorry for you because in my day, the high school girls loved the 12-year-old boys. They were just, really? I'll be in the garage.
Easy, Rebecca. That's what we called your mom in high school. Easy, Rebecca. Anyway, you don't have to know about this, son. Son, the point is, if you're going to take a math question and you're going to bring it to me, then if I solved all your problems, how are you going to live life? What are you going to have? What's going to happen when you go out there to get your first job? Am I going to have to go with you and hold your hand and wipe your ass? I don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that.
No, I guess not. It's not like you ever taught me to wipe my ass either, so.
Oh, you think you learned that shit on your own? Your mother and I got you out of that wet bed every day for 12 years till you finally stopped pissing in your pants.
You're implying that was last week, then.
Time runs together when you have kids, son. You'll know someday, unless you don't, and then...
Dad, I just want to be able to graduate so I can leave the house. I figure if you teach me how to do this math, then I'll know how to apply it to life.
How many sides in a polygon?
Poly means... Multiple sides, right?
Multiple sides, exactly. Exactly.
So more than one,
right? More than one. And then you're adding that with what? What was that? The Declaration of Independence? What did you...
1776? I don't know.
There you go. So 1777.
That's the answer? 1777?
Yeah, 1777.
More than one sign plus 1776.
Yeah, it's 1777 or greater.
Or greater.
Yeah.
You know what? This is starting to make sense.
Yo, I'm here for you, buddy. Now I'm going to go out in the garage and smoke pot with your mom.
That's the first question.
There's more? What is this, a test? Is this homework?
Yeah, it's homework.
Son, aren't you supposed to be in bed? When do you go to bed now?
I go to bed earlier and earlier every night. Every time I ask a question, I go to bed.
That's right. So maybe you hold off on those questions. You can stay up and watch TV.
Maybe that's why I'm pissing in my pants, because I'm forced to be in my bed so long at night. If I don't have to be in the bed 12 hours, I won't pee myself.
Look, there wasn't a class on parenting, okay? Nobody taught us how to be parents. I'm reading every book that there is on it, and they're all outdated. They don't make any sense. Kids change like butterflies. Like caterpillars. Like
butterflies. Science books about butterflies and caterpillars, though.
I'm sorry, I just want to... Did somebody mention butterflies and caterpillars? You, my little son, are a chrysalis. Of course, every day we have to unpack that chrysalis, clean the sheets, and put you back in there.
Yeah.
We were thinking about going rubber sheets, but you know how much rubber costs these days?
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something so unsavory about rubber.
Yeah, your bed smells like a giant condom. We don't want that.
Yeah, we don't need that. So did you get to the answer?
I do learn stuff from you guys, but it's never on what I'm asking about.
Stay on topic, son. What's the second question?
Yeah, what's the second question, sweetheart?
Your mom's here to help. This would be good.
I'm sure I'd be a great help this time.
Sure, this time, because you're high out of your mind.
Because I'm high as a kite.
There you go.
Okay.
Son, there's a false clarity you get when you're high, okay? Everything looks and sounds better, but it's all wrong.
Okay.
That's why I drink, because when you drink, everything comes out of you angry, but it's right.
And scene, folks. There she is.
Get out.
Humans, let's talk about heroes to podcasting. Our sponsor, Nature Box. Guys, you got to support Nature Box. You're going to eat snacks during the day. Why not support snacks that support podcasting? You go into a grocery store and what are you going to eat? I can't even say the names of the competition, but are you going to go eat? Beep that out, Brett. Are you going to go eat the crap in there? Huh? Or do you want to get something personalized just for you? I can never remember the names of the Nature Box snacks because they're like 5 ingredients long. We know you're going to be tempted to snack, and Nature Box says give in to that temptation, but in a smart way that makes you feel great. human. NatureBox has the most delicious snack on this human planet Earth. Let's talk about a few right now that I'm talking about. Whole wheat vanilla animal cookies. You can eat a whole bag in one sitting. I did it. Simply Smoky Nut Mix. That's all sorts of different nuts with that smoky taste. But I'm more of a sweet tooth. You guys know me. Matty B. I like the white cheddar caramel popcorn. I like all the popcorns, to be honest. I like the coffee kettle popcorn, the sea salt pop pops, the Parmesan garlic pop pops, the jalapeno white cheddar popcorn. Really, I'll eat all of them. Sea salt Sun Crunch, that's one of their cookies. Guys, you got to get on this. Nature Box is good to improv for humans. Be good to them, please. Delivered straight to your doorstep. You get to pick your favorites out of, I didn't even list a small percentage. And there's zero chance of getting bored because they have new choices every single month. The mad scientist over there coming up with new flavors. They're just combining they just keep combining different flavors till they hit some. It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. These are flavorful snacks made with ingredients you can trust. The Smart Snack Guarantee. Head to naturebox.com/improv right now, and you'll unbox a world of taste and possibility. naturebox.com/improv to help us. One last time, naturebox.com/improv to help improv for humans. You get your first box beyond tasty hand-picked snacks sent direct to your doorstep, humans!
Disappointed, sir? You give us a suggestion right there. You. With your beard on your hand.
Beard on your hand?
You, the depressed looking guy, yeah.
The world was yours, man. This was your energy, and you're going to give me, I don't know? Come on! Every word in the English dictionary is up for grabs here. Someone give me a word. What'd you guys hear? I heard camel. Did someone say penis? Who is with that person? Touch it already.
You're good with it.
What did you go? Did you go camel? Is that what you went
Let's
with?
Let's go camel. Why not?
Camel. All right.
Camel.
Camel. Uh-huh.
I don't know. My brain goes with camel toe.
There you go. Is camel toe so bad? It's so bad. It's always a negative thing, it seems.
Well, it's awkward. I mean, when you see it coming your way.
Yeah, coming your way. Especially coming your way, because that implies it's like a block away and you can see it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to be body positive and all that good shit, but I don't want. I just don't want to see your lips.
Well, that's just dressing wrong, right?
It's dressing very wrong. If you have a camel toe, you are dressing wrong.
What's the male equivalent that's bad like that?
What's it called?
Moose knuckles, right?
That's your balls?
Yeah.
You can really see a guy's balls?
Well, yeah, if they're dressing wrong.
Someone went, hell yeah.
So that's not something you have to look for. It's just something that
because
is.
Does that mean it has to be on the split? Is it on the split?
Well, they can be stuck to one side.
One ball's on one, either side?
Oh.
I'm asking. Is that what it is?
Make a knuckle.
It's on one side, too. Any Speedo is like that.
Well, Speedos are wrong.
Speedos are a little different.
Speedos are wrong.
Don't you forgive it at that point?
No. Nobody should be wearing
you
one.
You say no Speedos, period.
Yes.
I don't want to see anyone's genitalia shape unless I want to. You know what I mean?
Like gender.
Yeah. It's like I want to make that choice.
Even if someone's completely good looking, you're like, I don't need to see the shape.
I don't want, you know, here's the thing. It's like I like a little illusion, you know? I like a little mystery.
You
I
don't want to use the illusion.
Yeah, exactly. I don't
There's
want
some
to.
Guns and roses.
I don't want to get the whole picture. Because usually it's like the picture is disappointing. You know, it's like, but my imagination, it's incredible. I could do better than the moose knuckle, you know?
Okay, let's do a scene based on that.
All right. Dude, you're my best man. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
You're wearing your pants are so tight.
They fit me perfectly. What are you talking about?
They fit
me absolutely perfectly.
They fit you perfectly.
You know I'm not into waste. There's no waste of material here.
How are you gentlemen doing in the dressing room? Do you need any help?
We're deciding on the right size of the whole situation.
Oh, let me see. Okay, you look terrific. And
thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You are fantastic.
Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
You.
I'm not making you imagine, am I?
Imagine. I can see everything clearly.
Exactly.
It's perfect. I like a man who is direct.
Yeah.
Who shows you who he is, doesn't insinuate anything. You just show
I'm not a phony.
No. No. You know what? And I can tell you're a liberal.
What? From his
because
pants?
Because I'm circumcised like a Jew? Mm-mm.
Well, that's I can see that, obviously.
And by the way, more than Jews are circumcised. It's
I know. That's why I don't know how she knows I'm liberal.
All right, no, well, I know you're liberal because you're left-leaning.
Later at a wedding. All right, buddy, just stay cool. Here comes my bride up the aisle. Now, just be.
I do. Maybe you shouldn't be talking. Here comes your bride.
Well, I'm whispering to you. I'm whispering to you. Here she comes. Boy, she. What is she doing?
Oh, man, I can see that camel toe coming.
When did she
Is
change?
Someone clapping? Oh, that's not
priest.
Clapping.
The priest is...
Hi, sweetie.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Did you twitch the wedding pants?
What? These are mermaid bandeau pants. I'm going to change into something else for the reception.
Wait. I don't think it's going to live through the wedding.
What do you mean it's not going to live through the wedding?
You're suffocating it.
It? What are you talking about? What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Dearly beloved, you are gathered here to join in holy matrimony. Hey, priest, hold on one second, buddy.
What? Why are we stopping the ceremony?
Hold on a minute. I'm going to... Just time out. Can we hold up for a second? Well, sure.
Is the priest high?
Thank you. No. He's just a really chill priest. Just leave him alone.
Dude, what's your problem, man? We're in the middle of ceremony.
We're in the middle of the ceremony.
I'm calling... Hold on, everybody. Hold on, congregation.
What?
I'm talking to everybody. There's two things that are really out of place here, and this is my wedding, so I'm putting my foot down.
Are these made-up vows?
No, they're not made-up vows.
Sweetie, what are you talking about? You love me?
Sure, I love you.
Then why are you stopping our wedding?
Oh, don't go crying. That's come on.
Crying.
Oh, you're quivering.
Look, her vagina's drooping.
What?
What
I'm
have
sad.
You done?
I'm sad.
Look at me. My dick snuck over to the right side.
Please
I didn't even do that.
What's the matter with you?
Don't become a conservative.
I didn't try to.
All right, forget it. Forget it. Let's just get married. Dearly beloved.
And we cut to later that night when they're going to consummate their marriage.
We waited that long.
I'm just a narrator, don't ask me.
Nice.
I just tell the facts, ma'am. And for the first time, she's taken down his pants.
All right, let's get ready to consummate this wedding.
Oh.
Or this marriage, or whatever we're doing.
What are...
Take a look at this.
What is that? That's...
Boom.
It's not what she imagined at all.
No, you're smooth down. You've got like a little nub. What is that?
It's...
Why didn't we do this earlier?
It's not the size, it's the way you use it. And I know how to work this thing.
It's a mushroom and it's just a mushroom. What is going on?
Think of it as the top of the mushroom. Okay, first
it
of
is
all,
just the top of the mushroom.
The next day, she's talking to her lady friends. Well, it is the way he used it. That is true. But how did he use his little mushroom?
How did he use that mushroom?
He might as well have just sautéed it with onions and called it a day.
And scene, folks. See how we got to penis from camel?
They said both, and we did it. And, yes, sir. Oh, you're just hugging your lady. Who's got a word for us? What did they say? Pac-Man.
Is it Pac-Man?
He gave us the sound, just in case we didn't know. He went waka waka.
Waka waka.
Thank you, Sarah.
Waka waka.
Space Invaders.
Q-Bert. Yucker. Did you play video games when you were a ute?
I did.
Do you play them now?
I play one. I feel like it's weird. Every time I do the show in the Eureka, I bring it up for some reason.
Really?
I don't know. I remember bringing it up last time I was here. What? Fallout, anybody? Anybody play Fallout?
Fallout Boy, the band?
No, just Fallout. I didn't say boy.
It's weird because when I was little, the first video game came out. That's how old I am. Pong. Pong was mine. We had it in our basement, sure. A really old TV that they hooked it up, and you just kind of went, boom. Yep, and then boom.
Oh, thanks with the sounds again.
But that's, he remembers. I mean, it's...
Except for that's not how it sounded at all. It did not go boing.
No, it went boing. Like, it was just like a little dumbass thing that went back and forth, and I don't think I could have ever foreseen grown-up guys, you know, playing Red Faction in their houses and having clubs, and it's pretty amazing.
Well, we also played this thing called Zork, anyone?
Yeah.
Zork.
Yes. One, two,
which was a way to play these games, but just with words.
Yeah.
So it was
adventure,
like,
games, right?
What's that?
Adventure games, right?
Yeah, like, so it'd be like, I walk into the castle and turn left. You see a wooden door. Do you open it, yes or no?
So it's one of those old-timey... Yeah, but those were like those big monitory things. What are you guys have to call them?
Monitors? Screens?
Yeah, those things. Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Crazy talk. But I remember when computers first came out and people could actually have them in their homes, I remember thinking, you kids, why don't you do that computer thing and I'll write on my yellow legal pad? Like, as though they would allow me to do that for a while. I've always been kind of presumptuous
about
that.
Okay, Mom.
Yes, sweetheart.
So that, what you have your hand on is called the mouse. Okay?
That's not a mouse.
It's just called a mouse.
That's not a mouse. Remember 2 years ago when we had that mice infestation and I found one in the bucket in the laundry room? That's not a mouse. That is not a mouse.
Okay.
I'm just saying, call it what it is. It's a piece of plastic that moves thingy. Or give it another...
See how long that takes to say that?
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. Teach me something else.
You take the piece of plastic that moves thingy and you move it for it.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Okay, now when you want... Okay. This little arrow thing is called the cursor. No, it's not a bad word.
Well, it's either the cursor. That's ridiculous because I think cursive, which is a beautiful writing skill that you are all neglecting to do.
Okay, let's just call it the arrow. Let's just call it the movie arrow. How about that?
The what?
I don't know.
Oh,
the moving arrow,
one.
Whatever it is to you.
I can call
you.
It the movie arrow. I'll remember that.
Okay. Okay. So if you want to move to something to click on it, you have to move the mouse, but you don't lift the mouse up in the air. You move it forward or backward to the right or the left.
Well, that is just ridiculous. How does that thing do that thing? There's magic. There's something really creepy going on right now.
Hey, boy, the game. What are you doing in there doing a computer stuff? We watching a game.
I'm trying to teach Mom how to do the computer, Dad.
She ain't gonna learn nothing. She hasn't listened to me in 22 years.
Oh, stop it, Bradley. And by the way, I put out some snacks for you.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
We cut to 3 months later when this kid has graduated to college and they want to communicate with him over email, so they're trying to figure out the computer together.
Okay, first you take the magic carpet and you squirrel it up and then you add, what did I call you? What did he call it? You take it on a magic carpet ride and then you go to the mooka, which... I just remember what I had to say to remember what it was.
Why don't we just pick up the phone?
What?
How come we don't just pick up the phone and call him? All we know, he's going to read this thing and we will send it. We pick up a phone, we call, we talk to him, we say, hey, this is what we say.
You know, that's why I married you, Bradley. You're so smart because, you know, this could get lost in the air, you know? This could just get lost.
We don't know where it goes. It goes out in a bunch of tubes and pops out somewhere else. Nobody knows what goes on.
It could go to the wrong tube. It could end up like in Sri Lanka or Argentina or
I'm
going to
call him. Hold on. Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot, doot.
Doot, doot, doot. Doot.
Hello, hello.
Don't chew on the cord.
You didn't even let it ring. Who is this?
I answered like three dudes ago. You just been beeping over me.
Sorry, boy. I'm here with your mama, and we're trying to send you one of these.
Hold on, let me go upstairs and get on the upstairs phone.
Your mama's going to go to get the extension phone. There she goes. There she goes. There she goes.
Are you narrating her going up the stairs?
Well, I'm just doing something while I'm sitting here. There she goes.
Hello.
There she is.
Hello, all right, sweetheart. Now. Can you hear him? Are you on the phone, sweetheart?
Yes, I am, Mom. I hear you.
How's college?
How's college? It's fun.
Is it college-y?
Sure, it's college-y.
Oh, good.
How the girls up there?
Oh, Dad, with the girls all the time.
What?
You're really pressuring me to...
Look, girls or boys, do something with your things. You know what I mean?
Are you peeing the bed?
No, I'm not peeing the bed.
Okay, I'm just
taking it from me. If you don't do something, you're going to go crazy.
What does that mean?
That means the semen builds up and gets in your brain.
That's what our priest told us when we had some couples counseling. He
That's
said
right.
that your father has to masturbate, otherwise he'll get too much.
My prostate will explode, he say. So I got to keep
God knows I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, she doesn't even look at me anymore. But that's okay. I got an incredible imagination.
It's true. Your father used to do children's theater years ago, so he uses his imagination, voice, movement, and feelings to create a play anywhere he wants.
We cut to the dad during his imagination time on the toilet while we hear the mom listening to him use his imagination.
All right, now. You know what I like. Come on, you know what I like. Don't be difficult. All right.
The man speaks to his imagination.
Yeah.
His imagination talks back to him. You got to do the work. You can't just make me do it.
What
apropos
do you mean?
Of nothing.
That's part of the whole deal of imagination.
Yeah, but you got to get me started.
Well,
movement comes in. Think Isadora Duncan.
What's going on?
I don't
You're
know.
Smiling about something.
Well, something else got in my head. I was thinking about something else. Now hold on now. Just stay on track. Now, look, I'm not supposed to make you do something. You're supposed to do something for me, because this is my imagination. What's that?
I should have said something like Alvin Ailey instead of Isadora Duncan, because she did get beheaded in a car by a scarf. So maybe that made you a little less erect.
Now, baby, I love you, but you got to get away from the door. I'm trying to do my business. You can't go talking about Isadora or whatever the hell. I'm trying to... I got
what
Penelope.
What about your feelings, sweetheart?
My feelings?
Don't forget your feelings.
They're dead. Now listen to me, imagination.
Yeah.
Let's knock this out so I get back to
my
work.
Okay, I was starting to think about food. Hurry up.
Food?
Yeah.
Oh, so me too. All right, hold on. All right, before I can eat, I got to do this because I don't want my prostate to explode. Now listen to me.
Pizza.
No. Stay on track.
What kind of pizza? Because I like New Jersey pizza.
No. Would you
I
get
like
away from the door?
I like Hoboken pizza. It's the best pizza in the world.
No, the only thing I want to talk about pizza is sausage. Take a look at this.
Oh. It's a mushroom.
Sausage.
Yeah, there it is.
Some sliced up.
No, don't slice up my sausage. Stay on point. Now listen, I want you to be smooth and aggressive. I want you to be rough but gentle. Yeah, I want you to do exactly what I want.
Are you talking to me or your wife?
I'm talking to whoever's going to do something, okay?
I need to get in there and bleach my mustache.
Oh, come on, you're killing the moment, baby.
Sorry.
Bleach the mustache. Do you hear what I got to deal with imagination? Now listen.
Pizza.
What? No, would you stop thinking about pizza? I think that's me thinking
mushroom
about pizza,
pizza,
right? Don't think about mushroom pizza. All right, let's do a scenario. Here's a scenario. We're on a desert island.
We cut to him later that night. He's half asleep in the fridge trying to fuck a frozen pizza when his wife comes down and wakes him in his sleep fuck.
Take that pizza. Take that.
Sweetheart. Pizza.
Huh? What?
Sweetheart, you're fucking our pizza.
Oh, man.
I was going to make that. Now I'm not.
Well, now I made it.
And scene, folks.
charming.
All right, I'm going to go to the back there. Let's get a word from you guys.
Revenge!
Did you say revenge?
That's what I heard.
Revenge!
Ooh.
Revenge is best served cold. Now, do you think the reason it's best served cold, and that's a saying, is that if you serve it cold, usually you calm down and you don't want the revenge?
No.
Or is it best served cold because the person forgets about it and then you really fucking get them?
I think it's best served cold because you're ice cold, stone cold, emotionless horror, and you deliver it up and go, boom.
That was not an explanation.
Yeah, there's a revenge is a...
How do you interpret that saying?
That's what I just said. It's like you take... Revenge is a dish best served cold, which means you send it when the least expect it. You send it cold and hard.
I think it means don't do it now when you're angry. Like the day after the thing happened that made you mad. Do it a couple months later when it's cold. And I think it means when they're not thinking about it anymore, then you really get them. This guy's nodding. Am I right, sir? He's got his eyes closed. He's going like this.
Like stone cold sober.
He was thinking about some revenge scenario. He had. Am I right, sir, though? Am I interpreting the phrase right?
Well, you know what, though? Who came up with a lot of this shit? These kind of revenge shit.
Kings and queens.
No, it's the same kind of asshole who came up with crappy car names. Do you know what I mean? Like the Probe. Fuck you. You know what I mean? This guy wants to drive a Probe. Fuck you. And who made up that singing? Revenge comes best served cold. Fuck you. Fuck you and your fuck.
Why are you mad at them for that?
Because it's...
You don't think that's wisdom right there?
No.
That's some good wisdom?
Say, take, you know what, go think about it and come up with something revengeful and horrible later. I don't know. Like, make it simple.
You thought that was a better phrase?
You know, the thingy that moves.
Like I always say, go come up with something good and do that thing later.
I'll put that on a sampler.
I wonder, yeah. I don't know much about Shakespeare. I mean, I know enough.
Bet anything it's Shakespeare.
I bet it's probably something Shakespearean, right?
He said half of the phrases first.
Most of them, right?
Shakespeare probably was like gnawing on a piece of like twig and going, ha ha, this will fuck with him. You know what I mean? This is not...
Well, he had a couple of good ones.
Shakespeare, Shmakespeare. I'm sorry.
He said... That helps your argument.
Yeah, right. That'll get him. Argue that in front of the Supreme Court.
But
yeah.
They had more time back then. What is going on with the robot camera? It's talking to us.
I don't know. It's being distracting. I think it's rejecting our scene. Beep, beep, beep. I will not record this.
That's the one it's picking not to record? Well, fuck you, camera.
I will get you one day.
Well, I think that back then they had more time to sit around and pontificate, you know? If I learn one thing from Game of Thrones, there's a lot of things that aren't going on most of the time.
That's what you learn? I think they're just cutting away to another scene.
Well,
you think when they cut away from another scene, everyone just kind of hangs out? Let's not do anything. We don't want them to miss what we're doing. While they're with Queen of Dragon, Mother of All Dragons over there.
Well, I also learned that, you know, everyone dies.
Yeah.
It took me that
John
show.
John Snow's coming back, though, don't you think?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, we got to bring him back, right, folks?
Well, just because we want him back doesn't mean he's coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think he's coming back?
We cut to a fan catching George R.R. Martin on his way out to the car in the morning.
Dude! Hey, dude!
Attack!
Attack. Your robot camera can't help you now.
Please leave me alone. I'm on my way to the car.
Leave you alone? Aren't you always alone?
All right.
It's time to talk to people.
What do you want? What do you want? I'm writing the last book, so get off my ass.
You've been writing the last book for too long.
Sweetie, we have to go. I have my polyovarian cystic operation.
I know. Stop saying that word.
Sorry.
It makes me sick.
It's a bunch of words. That's what I got inside me.
You got yourself a lady friend?
I do. I know that ruins my mystique, but yes, I fuck women.
And I have polyovarian cysts.
All right. That'll take away a boner.
So.
Now you want to know why I write so many rape scenarios.
Well, I'm sorry that my lady bits make you angry.
Lady bits make us all angry. Listen, I want to talk to you, J.R.R. Tolkien.
Okay. Hey.
That's who you think you are, don't you? You only wrote three books and another one.
I really have to get to the hospital.
You're doing the new math, huh?
Yeah. Look, I know you get off on killing everybody that we love. You freak.
Who do you love the most?
I'm not telling...
Who do you love the most? I'm just curious. I'm not. Which character do you like the most?
I'm not telling you, you vengeful monster. Jesus Christ. Do you like watch all the YouTube videos of everyone getting their heart broken when you kill everybody?
Yes.
I bet you do.
That's my favorite moment at the very end.
Jerk off to when you're...
I jack off to Red Wedding every fucking night.
Sweetie, I really have to get to the hospital.
Honey, please. That cyst ain't going nowhere.
I do.
What do you want, nerd?
What I want... Nerd, you built your we're holding you up, you fat ass. We're taking care of you.
Whatever, you'll eat it up no matter what I do. I'll kill and rape every one of my characters.
Sweetheart, please, I've got to go to the hospital.
You better not rape those dragons. You better not rape those dragons.
They will.
Look.
Oh, that's a great idea. Sarah. Thank you. Oh. I never thought of using the dragons to rape. It was always burn.
Look, we have to get to the hospital, but I'm really glad you're using your imagination, voice movement, and feelings. Can we go?
Oh, God.
Hold on, Sisty. Listen, I want to talk to you. I want an answer. I want to know what's
I call
going.
My house the Sisty Chapel. That's all we talk about in there.
Are you in a band called Twisted Sister?
Yes. This one.
I want to know, once and for all, what's going on with Jon Snow?
Oh. You want to know whether or not I bring him back?
Oh, that got your attention.
Mm. Because after all, that witch was there when
he died.
The
witch was there.
She could bring him back.
She can do that.
She could do that.
That's foreshadowing.
Couldn't she have done that?
She could do that.
She could do that, couldn't she? She was right there. She's
right there.
One of the only people, right one of there. My characters that has magical powers.
Only one.
If you have magical powers, why can't you bring someone back to life?
She killed somebody with a ghost.
Here, I want to show you something. I have some of the pages here. I was going to do a reading today.
What?
At my publisher, right here. Look at this.
Oh, it's got pictures?
And
there it says,
and the witch uses her magical powers.
Oh, my God.
To bring Jon Snow
back. Oh, my God.
Oh!
Speaking of hissing, the cat doctor is going to be very angry.
You heartless bastard. I hope your wife dies of whatever she's got.
Thank you. Polyovarian cystic disease.
Okay.
You think my wife dying would be against my MO?
Honey.
You're the one I love. No one wants you dead. Of course you're going to die.
Oh, man, you're as good as dead. He probably gave you that polycysty thing.
No, he's the one who recommended the doctor.
I'm glad you came back to see me because I've been waiting.
I'm sorry we're late. My husband got delayed by a fan.
Sorry, doctor.
That's okay.
You ready to operate?
Oh, yes.
Aren't I going to get some anesthesia, or are you going to wash your hands instead of lick them?
This is very clean. Licking my hands? We're the cleanest animal next to pigs.
You're trying to kill me.
I am not. I love you, honey. We cut to a montage of the surgery. The cat uses his claws to swipe open.
Ow!
Cat scratch fever. Do, do, do.
Ow!
Just go with the groove, huh?
Oh.
Catch fever. Catch scratch fever. Catch scratch fever. This becomes a flight attendant on Virgin Airlines. Catch scratch fever. Yes, sir. I was in the middle of the safety song.
Yes.
Yes, but that song does not make this middle seat any better.
And see, folks, this has been Improv for Humans. That's Susan Messing. That's Bob Dassey. Susan has a show coming up right next, right?
I do. With Frank Caietti.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for giving it up, ma'am. I really appreciate that. Sir, thank you for using both your arms to clap. Robot camera, thank you for being here. Most of all, I loved you, Scarecrow. If you do enjoy Improv for Humans, it's free. It's on Earwolf. It's a podcast that goes just like this. It's every week. If you forget what it's called, go to mattbesser.com. I'll tell you all about it. Thanks, San Francisco Improv Festival.
Thank you so much.
Be a good human. Rate us on iTunes. Buy an Improv for Humans t-shirt at the Earwolf store. Make a donation. Buy one of Besser's stand-up albums at mattbesser.com or the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual. Support Dragoon, the Improv for Humans house band. Buy their album at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com. You need to be an active human to support the best podcast in the universe. Submit a video suggestion for Crap on YouTube on the Earwolf forums. Follow at Matt Besser to submit your Twitter suggestions. Don't be a noob, be a human.
Hello, I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael, and we are the hosts of OMFG, the podcast that helps you get hip to what the youths are up to.
And helps you get chill AF. Am I using that right?
We're V-chill, Emily. You know, but right now we are actually here for a very eye-opening episode we just released. Very exciting.
Lizzie Velasquez was born with an inability to gain weight. After being labeled the ugliest woman in the world on YouTube, she did a TED Talk on the epidemic of online bullying.
Now she's fighting for Congress to pass an anti-bullying bill, and starting this week, you can see her incredible documentary, A Brave Heart. We are obsessed with her, we talk to her, and here's a little piece of what she had to say.
Every time I see a bad comment or someone says something, it doesn't really, I mean, there are times it will upset me. I mean, I'm human. But at the same time, there are times where I see it and I think I really do still have a job to do. There are still people that are needing help or needing to see that there is a different outlet for your anger.
To hear more, listen to Lizzie Velasquez, A Brave Heart on OMFG.
And keep listening to OMFG on Wolfpop for more interviews with some amazing young people. You can listen on iTunes, Howl, or your favorite podcasting app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Fake nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.